What went right? What went wrong? Will there be another date, or was it one and done? Dating in Spencer's neighborhood.
106.5 The Arch.
We have James, who got in touch with us because he went out with a woman named Megan. They met at a gym. They went out to dinner on Main Street in St. Charles, but he's not really sure what's happening with date number two. So, James, what happened?
Well, like you said, I did meet Megan at the gym. We had just kind of said hi here and there, and I kind of flirted with her for a while, and then I finally asked her out, and I was happy to find out she said yes, you know, so I was very excited about our date. And when we went on the date, everything went absolutely wonderfully. I mean, it was a great date. I mean, she was laughing at all of my jokes. Every time I would talk to her, she would look in my eyes, and she would rub my arm as we were speaking. I thought that I was getting somewhere with her. I thought the signal she was giving me was this is going to turn into something.
Yeah, no kidding. But,
those are definitely signals of we're into you, buddy. If we're touching your arm.
The twirling the hair.
Yeah.
Oh, thinking about you.
Absolutely.
So where did it go wrong then?
Yeah.
That's just the thing. I have no idea. We ended the date nicely. You know, I didn't drive her there. We decided just to meet there to take some of the pressure off. So
good.
Lame.
No, that's safe in the world these days. That's safe for a woman to go separate.
I guess that makes sense.
True, true. I don't want her to think I'm, you know, going to Louis C.K. or something. So, yeah.
Exactly. So then have you seen her or talked to her since?
Well, actually, I have. Like, she didn't actually ghost me. Like, I still see her at the gym, but when I see her, she's very standoffish, and she gives me quick hi and bye. And when I text her, she only gives me, like, one-word answers. I just don't get it.
All right.
You messed up, bro.
Yeah,
Let me down.
Hey, and you really want us to ask Megan? Because, I mean, if she tells you the truth, are you going to cry about it?
I mean, not on air. I mean,
right. No promises.
Hang on. Let me get Megan on here. So, Megan, what actually happened on your date with James?
So the date was great, like, truly. And when he did finally ask me out, I was super excited because he's super hot, and I definitely had a gym crush on him.
What went wrong? Okay, I got to know what happened. Yeah. So lay it on us, girl.
I know. It feels a little awkward. But anyways, when the date was over and he walked me to my car, like, we said goodnight, and
I drove away,
everything was great. But I realized I had left my scarf at the restaurant, so actually, I had to turn back, and as I was driving back to the restaurant, I saw James, and then a woman picks him up. He leans over, and he hugs her.
He's cheating. He has someone. He's got a wife.
Uh-oh.
He's got a girlfriend.
Exactly.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, my God, this dude has the audacity to take me out on a date when he's got some wife or girlfriend or whatever.
That's impressive.
No. Like, I am no one's side chick. Like, no.
Yeah. Good for you.
That's what. So at any point on the date, did he pull out his phone and did it look like he was texting somebody else? Because that could have been what he was doing.
No. And then I was, like, thinking about everything, and I was like, he is just so good. He did nothing to imply that he had, you know, someone else. And I was like, what a player.
All right.
Yeah, he's a pro.
James, who is this woman that you hugged?
Listen, it's not what you guys actually think. I, like an idiot, parked somewhere a couple weeks back in the city. I wasn't supposed to park, and I got a boot put on my car, and it was towed. I didn't have my car that night, so the woman you saw me hug.
Your wife?
No, that's my mother.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Megan, could you tell that she was considerably older and maybe he was just going for a cougar or what?
Wait. How do I know for sure it was your mom and not? Like, I mean, I couldn't really tell.
Because
I just knew it was a woman.
Well, here's why. I like you, Megan. I want to go out with you again. So if you go out with me, I will take you to meet that woman that you saw. You'll see that's her same car. I will let you come.
Maybe she can even pick you guys both up this time.
Yeah, you can ride in the back seat.
Are you one and done? Or, Megan, are you interested in going on a second date with James?
Maybe you just show me a photo of your mom.
Yes.
I don't know if I'm quite ready to meet the family.
Perfect.
Yes, I will go on another date.
All right.
Nice.
That's a successful one and done. Woo. James and Megan are going to go back out, so this is good.
The mystery is solved.